American Comedy Horror Story. Orphanage. Chapter 1.
Haunted.
Are you still there? Hello? Hello?
Oh, did we catch you at a bad time? Got someplace you need to be?
Disregard my colleague. She's had a rough day.
Hello? Hola. Bonjour. Konnichiwa. Hujambo? See, I told you this job was a dud. Never take work from city folk trying to live the rural life.
It's completely reasonable for people who've just bought a house in a new town to be nervous.
All the houses in New Cheshire Catshire are old. Of course these people automatically think that they're haunted. We should have never done ghostus with the mostus. Now we look like sellouts.
We are experienced, qualified mediums that show goddess the exposure we needed.
But now everyone and their eccentric aunt is calling us to talk to their quote-unquote ghosts just because they think they'll get on TV.
You want to go back to doing stage graveyard tours for foreigners?
You know I was only 2 months away from the health insurance plan.
That plan was terrible and you know it. The board is moving on its own?
Yeah, I don't need your exposition.
The last time it moved on its own was when we contacted Sigmund Freud.
Supposedly.
Hello? Put your hands back on. Hello?
H-E-L-P. Help. With what?
Don't be bitchy. You scared away like that last time.
That wasn't my fault. That chihuahua was determined to pull that vegan burrito out of my
pocket. Why you keep unwrapped food in your clothing? I cannot understand.
You can never be too prepared.
A. H. E. M. Hem. Oh, sorry. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
W. I. L. L. I. A. M.
William! Oh! William Shakespeare?
No.
William Faulkner?
No.
William Randolph Hearst? William Blake? William Henry McCarty Jr., a.k.a. Billy the Kid? William Shatner?
He's still alive, dummy. How many doors are in this room?
Y-O-U-U-D-O-N-T, don't. He's moving too quickly. Write this down. Did you get that?
You don't know me, just William. Ooh, cryptic. And you two are insufferable. Geez, no need to be rude.
Okay, let's focus. When did you die?
1892. How old were you? 11.
Oh, just a child. How did you die?
Was it tuberculosis? Murder. Okay, is that just the same door slamming over and over again?
Who murdered you?
Murder.
Yes, we want to know more about the murder. Do you know who murdered you?
Murder. Wow, this guy's eloquent.
Shh, be nice. How were you murdered?
Suffocated, poisoned, stabbed, hanged. Oh, hanged. William, are you black?
Jesus, Claire.
What? 1892, post-Civil War, pre-Civil Rights.
Hi!
Help.
What's going on?
Okay, just a little freaked out right now. He keeps just saying help over and over again.
We're here to help, but you need to tell us how we can help you.
Is it just me or is the room spinning?
It's not just you.
And those bookshelves, were they twisting and stretching before?
I'm so cold. Are you cold? It's just really, really cold in here.
My head feels like it's going to implode on itself, like I'm on an airplane and my ears need to pop, but no matter how much gum I chew or how many times I yell, nothing is working. My eardrums are going to rupture. My head is going to explode. I'm going to die.
Wait! I know what's going on. I read about this.
Mm-hmm.
That one ghost whisperer from Iceland went on record saying that she actually got sucked into the past life of the spirit she's communicating with.
Everyone knows that story is fake. She's a hack.
No, it's real.
You're too bold. Oh,
then how do you explain this?
Are you okay?
I...
Don't even think about saying I told you so.
Where are we?
This looks like a creepy nursery.
This is definitely the same room we were just in. You can see the same carvings in the wood. And there's the little reading nook under the window I told you I wanted to recreate in my apartment.
Except there's a tin of Lloyd's cocaine toothache drops on the dresser. So, I guess the question is, when are we?
Oh, you know what? I remember reading that this house was an orphanage in the late 1800s.
Great. My two favorite things. Unsupervised children and the smell of feces wafting through the air. What?
There's someone in that bed. William?
Haven't you seen enough horror movies? Seriously, stop reaching toward that child. Put your hand down. Do not grab that bedsheet.
I believe we've met.